For more on conditions on the ground, we check in with our Baghdad correspondent, Asif Manbi. Asif, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Secretary Rumsfeld obviously made that statement. You just heard it. What are conditions like on the ground?
Well, John, Donald Rumsfeld is exactly right. Iraq is a big country, and much of it is not on fire.
But Asif, if I'm reading the Secretary correctly, he's suggesting that, you know, the best way to get a sense of Iraq is to fly over it.
Precisely. The media's problem is they're only focused on the ground. See, everyone knows the vast majority of the violence here is confined to the surface of the earth and the 20 feet immediately above it. But once you get up about a mile or two, it only looks like ants are carrying out reprisal killings. And if you push it a little further to here, Iraq actually looks like a sheep hugging a bunny. It's really all about perspective, John.
But Asif, it seems incredibly callous, lacking any empathy about what country in the world would the lead story in the newspapers not be 60 people killed in a car bomb?
Well, yeah, that's the kind of question I'd expect from a card-carrying member of the terrestrial media. The gravity elites, if you will.
But this, it seems arrogant of Rumsfeld.
No, it's big picture. It's like after 9/11, when the President of the United States said to a grieving nation, "I know things look bad, but remember, most of America isn't smoldering." You'll realize that once you're able to get back on airplanes. John?
Thank you very much. Asif Manbi from Baghdad. We'll be right back.